show you soon. So I mentioned that the Meiri discusses three main shittas. Now one shitta is the shitta of Tesis. The Misho has the same mnemonics as a man, except one difference, that something that involves tirche, so an isho is not nemo in something that involves tirche. Because no shimat lomis. But except for that, so an isho has the same mnemonics as a man. And then there is a shite, that's the Miri shite, and many other rishonim say that, that an isho has mamish the same mnemonics as a man. No distinction whatsoever. And what Gemara says here, Himnu Rabbonim Tarabonon, that's in connection with Eved and Kotel. So if not for the fact that the Reis is Bitobao Mesagye, so it wouldn't be Nemon. But as far as Isha is concerned, so we don't have to resort, because the Reis is Bitobao Mesagye. Even if it wasn't in battle, and Isha would have Nemonis. So that's the shit of the Miri. And that an isho has the same mnemonics as a man. Then there is another shite that an inochname, that something that is ischazik isurei, so an isho has no mnemonics. And something that is ischazik isurei, so an isho has no mnemonics. Now the Raivet has that shite, but the Raivet says one thing. So the question is, but Maisim B'choyeim would rely on Moshi in their own homes, so many things that is Hazik Yisrael. So the Raivet distinguishes. He says as follows. If the Isha would say that she herself was Bidekes, so then even if there hadn't been any Bittle where it would involve in Raise, so she would be in a mess. And for the same reason, so we rely on an Isha, Amdikasteloim, and Amikragid, Vechelev, everything. And the Raivet Shite is that Nikragid Vechelev is considered his Chazik Yisrael. On that point, there's a Machlege Rashen. Let's say, whether Nikra, someone says that was the Chilev and the Gid was taken out. So is that considered his Chazik Yisrael or not his Chazik Yisrael? So there's a Machlege Rashen. Some Rashenim say it's not his Chazik Yisrael, because whatever is Chilev was also all the time, you see. And the thing that is not Chilev was never also. Only thing is, until you are Minakia, the Gid and the Chilev, so then it's Mure. But it's not something that is Ischazik Yisrael. And some Rishonim say that Nikra Gid v'Chilev is considered Ischazik Yisrael. Nikra Gid v'Chilev. Because until you take out the Chilev and the Gid, so then the behemoth is also. So the Raivet Shite is that Nikra Gid v'Chilev is considered Ischazik Yisrael. And still we rely on Noshim, on Nikra Gid v'Chilev. But, so the Raivet distinguishes, if, let's say, Enoch Nami, if an Isha will say somebody else was Minaked, she saw that somebody else was Minaked Gid v'Chilev, she wouldn't have mnemonis. Because it's Ischazik Yisrael. So an Isha does not have mnemonis. An Isha has mnemonis only in something that is lo Ischazik Yisrael, not in something that is Ischazik Yisrael. So, and Nikra Gid v'Chilev is Ischazik Yisrael. Because until you take out the Gid v'Chilev, so the behemoth is awesome. So, but we rely on Noshim, if the Noshim handle it themselves, in other words, if they say they themselves took out the Gid and the Chilev, then we rely on Noshim. So here, the Gemara does not have reference to the case. The Gemara does not have reference to the case when the Noshim say that they themselves were Beidik. If the Noshim would say that they themselves were Beidik, so then they would be trusted. But the Gemara has reference to the case where the Noshim say that they saw somebody else was Beidik. So if it had been with the Raise, so then they wouldn't have known us. This is what the Raivet says. Now the Raivet is underneath, right here. V'amra nam batku, omar avron, da'afu with the Raise, harin nehem, ki nitil es agid v'achil, if shon esim v'chal anosh, va'afu chazok enam esam chinom,
שהיוספו משליח לנוחי דרך התוכו במוקין שמכריזים ולא יכריזו. So you're not allowed to give a ירח התוכו to the נוחי, out of which ירח, the git was not taken out. Why? Because since it's a mokim shemachrizim, that's a gemara in chum, in anoshim, since it's a mokim shemachrizim, v'lo yichrizu, so every Jew will buy from him the yerech, and he'll take it for granted that the git was taken out in view of the fact that he didn't hear any announcement. So the male you're not allowed to give a goy this yerech. So that means that, why? Because it will be a mikshul. Why will it be a mikshul? Because people rely on the fact that it's lo yichrizu. So then they'll draw the conclusion, since it's lo yichrizu, so that means that everything that a goy has has no gid anoshi in it. So in other words, so we can rely im hazokes. So certainly when a nishe is herself handles the git, the nikra git vachilef, so we can rely on it. Mishum dosi yisod mizmer v'nei mitoi v'til asa git vachilef, u'mishum mocha osa l'mite. V'itayim edem yulse, de hakel chavirim eitzel amitzes, v'kibim shem eiskim bohem, עד שיחשדו כמו שנחשדו עבור אצל המייסרס, כשנדבקו. שאם לא יהיה, איך עודם סיימך, על אישתי בניקרא בוסו ואירוקיס, שהוא זיקו ביטלויים. So that's also considered ישחזק ישראל. Even though the Iroquois themselves were never upset. In other words, until you take you investigate and you inspect for the Toloim, so you're not allowed to eat it because the Iroquois is Meurev with Toloim. But the Iroquois themselves was never Ischazik Yisrael. So still, the Raibit considers that Ischazik Yisrael. Minkabos in Iroquois, you're using with Toloim, Elohoch Eloi, Loi the Amran Ambat Kedmu, Elo the Amre Bodiklon Man, to who gabi this father in same khala do so we mock him she's had to go to rise avon gabi bio him new rapon with rapon we so ike mio pito boy. So in other words, so this is the third cheat that the Miri mentions, that the Nisho has the mones we saw him only in the case of where it's for his chazik Yisrael, but in the case where it's his chazik Yisrael, so the Nisho has no mones. But it's Maisim B'chol Yeim, we rely on Nishel, in Nikra Gid Vachilev, and in Indikas Teloim, Yerokes, and that's also Ischazik Yisrael. So he says, it all depends. If the Isha says, she herself was bringing the Yerokes from Teloim, she herself took out, extracted all the Chilev from the Behemoth, the Gid Anoshe, from the Yerech, so then she's the menace. But if Anisha says she saw somebody else was menakeh l'chilev, she's not nemenes. Now the question is, what difference does it make? Either she's nemenes or she's not nemenes. So what difference does it make whether the Isha says she herself handled it, then she's nemenes, or the Isha says she saw that somebody else did it, she's not nemenes? The answer is, the Shittes HaRaivet, that's the third cheater that we mentioned, that the Isha has only nemenes in Isurim, where it's lo Yischazik Yisroel, but where it's Yischazik Yisroel, and Isha does not have nemones. But if the Isha says that she handled it herself, so then, it's not on the basis of nemones, it's on the basis of Chazokis. So that's why he mentioned the Gemara in Gid Anoshi, that if Bimokim Shemachrizi, V'lo Yichrizu, so a Jew is not allowed to give a Yerech out of which the Gid Anoshe was not taken out, he's not allowed him to sell it to Igoi. Why? Igoi is allowed to give Gid Anoshe. The answer is, but that Goi might decide to sell it to a Jew. And since it's a Mokin Shemachrizim, and Velo Yechrizu, so the Jew will not anticipate the possibility, maybe the Gid Anoshe was not taken out from this Yerech. He'll take it for granted that the Gid Anoshe was taken out. V'oraye, he didn't hear any announcement to the counter. It's a mokin shemachrizim v'lo yichrizu. So maybe you're not allowed to sell to a goy a Yerech that has a Gid Anoshe, lest a goy will decide to sell it to a Jew. But how can a Jew buy it from the goy? The answer is, the Jew will be allowed to buy it, since it's a Mokisha Machizim. Viloichizu. So there was no announcement to the contrary. So he can rely on the presumption, on the Chazoke, that there is no Ganoshi. So we see that we rely on Chazokes even without any Hagodes, without anyone who has Nemones. The Goy certainly has no Nemones. So how can a Jew buy from a Goy Yerech? Let him be Cheshesh. Maybe there is a Ganoshe. And if the Goy says there is no Ganoshe, the Goy certainly has no Nemones. So the answer is, since it's a Mokin Shemachizim, below Yechizu, he didn't hear any announcement to the contrary. So then he can take it for granted that any Yerech that the Goy has in his possession, so he's free of any Ginanosh. So you rely on Chazokes. So for the same reason, if a woman handles the Nikor HaGid Vachel, if she says she herself took out the Gid or the Ginanosh, or she was Naked HaChilev, so then Hakil Chavirim Eitzel HaMitzvahs. So it's on the basis of Cheskes Kashmas. It's on the basis of Cheskes Kashmas. It's not on the basis of Nemones. Cheskes Kashmas. So when can we apply this Chazoke? This is if it is done by the woman herself. Mashenkin, if the woman didn't handle it. And she just says, she saw that somebody else was Nakagid HaChilev. So then she has no Nemones. Then she has no Nemones. There's no Nemones. Now you ask, but Monefshech, if in the case where she handled it, so without Nemones, but on the basis of Chazoke, so it's not that she has Nemones, on the basis of Chazoke. So even when she didn't handle it, but she says, she saw that somebody else was Nakad Gid HaChilev. So why shouldn't we trust her? On the basis, not on the basis of Nemones per se, but on the basis of Chazoke. Because suppose she's lying, so she will be veiled if neve. The Isha will not be even allowed of the son of Rachel Chokya, because an Isha does not have a Shemei. So even if we are to assume that when an Ish, one who is kosher ladies, testifies falsely in regard to Isurim, so he is even allowed of Lisane, that's not so boro either. We could say that when is one even allowed of Lisane, if he testifies falsely in something that requires Edis, where there is no aloch of Idechon and Misor, let's say, Mome in Doroshe Be'avo, so something that requires Edis, so if someone testifies falsely, so Mimele, he is even love of Lisan Berachli Shokya. Mashainke, if a man will testify in Isurim, so that doesn't even require Edis. Two is kosher Edis. But if he testifies falsely, he'll not be even love of Lisan Berachli Shokya. We could argue that way. But from the Lashon of the Ramban Chumash, it's mashma that when a man testifies falsely, even in something that doesn't require Edis, so he's still even love of Lisan Berachli Shokya. But that's only if a man testifies falsely. Because he has a shemeid, Mashaikin, if an ishe will testify falsely in Isurim, let's say she'll say that a certain man was Minakel Gid and Chilev. And the truth is that he was Minakel Gid and Chilev. So she certainly will not be able to laugh at Zandra Hashaka. Because she's post-ladies, she does not have a shemeid. But with the evil, she'll certainly be evil. If a woman will testify falsely in Isurim. So the question is, just as the Raimit says, that where a woman says that she herself handled the Nikragit Vachilev, so she is Nemones, not on the basis of Nemones of Akode per se. And Isha has no Nemones in this Chazik Isurim, but on the basis of Chazoke, Hakil Chavirim, Eitzel Mitzvahs. So just as a Chover, Eitzel Mitzvahem is trusted in regard to Maisres. So anyone is trusted. A man and a woman is trusted, even though she does not have Nemones as such. But mitzat chazoke of hakel chavirim mitzal mitzvahs. So a woman is trusted. So in the case where she says she saw somebody else was naked in the chedek, she didn't handle it. So let us trust her on the basis of chazoke, because if she didn't say the truth, so she would be Iveya. With the Iveya, the answer is, with the Chazoka is not that every woman is presumed not to be evil if needed. It's not that. But it's only It's only Hakel Chavirim is Lamitzves. So that means that there is a Chazoke, that when a woman handles a certain mitzvah, so she will not misrepresent the facts. So there's the Chazoke. Only when she handles it, then she is not going to misrepresent the facts and to mislead anybody. But when she doesn't handle it, she just says somebody else was naked in the chilev, was naked in the chilev. So then she was not. So then there is no such chazoke. And that could be explained also in line with the longness of Tesis, except that the Raibet goes farther than Tesis. Because, as a matter of fact, if we say, Hakel Chaverim Itzel HaMitzves, even Noshim, a Chaverim Itzel HaMitzves, and without resorting to Nemones as such, so on the basis of Raskas Kashmas, that she wouldn't mislead anybody, she wouldn't be martial anybody. So the male we trust her, so we should trust her, even when she says that somebody else was knocking in the chilev. The answer is, as we explain Teisa Shite, what does Teisa say? That the Teisa Shite is that a woman has pneumonis in his soul, like a man. But something that involves tirche, so no shimatzlonia say, so she's not pneumonis. So we explain it doesn't mean that if Atzlonia say some mele she's chshudo lishak, deliberately chshudo lishak. That not, but something that involves a lot of tircha like dikas chometz. So mele she can deceive herself. So a woman sins in view of the fact that she's Atzlonia's, so she can deceive herself. In other words, let's say she searched the house, but she made a superficial search of the house. For chometz, not a thorough search. So she'll say she made a thorough search, and she'll really think that she made a thorough search. So this is the reason as to why noshim anayim ba'adikas chometz, if it had been midraisa, because I'm not only saying not that the, if Atzloni is saying so, the action is l'shakir. Atzloni is saying does not mean that the action is l'shakir deliberately. Atzloni is saying means that she doesn't like to work hard. So mimele. If it requires a lot of searching, so even if she didn't do a thorough searching, she'll still say that she did a thorough searching, and she'll think that she's saying the truth, when in fact she's not saying the truth, but she's not lying deliberately. So it's not that she's chshudo, and something that involves tircha, she's chshudo lishakia deliberately. So in other words, so there is it's a chshash of vididon. Maybe she thinks that she made a thorough search, and actually she did not make a thorough search. So that's Teisa Shita is that only in something that involves tilch. Whereas the Raibet Shita is, no, that if an isha had nemones, so then we wouldn't be cheshish. Why aren't we cheshish for a man? There are certain men who are also very lazy. So that's the reason as to why the Raivet is chelikam tesis. Because the Raivet chiti is monafshech. If someone has the mones, so then we don't have to be cheshish. Maybe it will be bididome because of the fact that he's lazy, that she is lazy. So the Mela she'll say that she made a thorough search when actually she did not make a thorough search, when actually she only made a superficial search. So the Raivet Chita is, if someone has pneumonis, so we don't have to be cheshish. Pneumonis is pneumonis. But the Nisho does not have pneumonis in his Chazik Yisrael. But the reason as to why she is pneumonis, to say that she herself was knackered in the chilev, and she was bathing the Iroquois from Tiloyim, even that also involves Tirche, even though that also involves Tirche, is because if she handles it, then it's not on the basis of Nemones, but it's on the basis of Chazoke. Hakel Chaveir Mitzel Mitzves. So Misho is also a Chaveir Mitzel Mitzves. So there is a presumption that a Misho would not mislead deliberately anyone in Yisrael. But it's not on the basis of Nemones as such. Basheike in something that involves tirch. So when the Raibet says that Bishalachirim, a woman is not nemanis, So it's only something that involves Tirche, and he mentions Nikraposo, and Yerokis from Teloim, because all these things involve Tirche. And let's say, B'tikas Chometz, if there had been no people, and it would involve in Reise, so it also involves Tirche. So since it involves something that does not involve Tirche, so Memele, even without Nemones, she could be Nemones, she could be trusted, not on the basis of Nemones, but on the basis of Chazoke. Because Hakel Chaverim, it's a mitzvah. But, so Hakel Chaverim, it's a mitzvah. Hakel Chaverim, it's a mitzvah, only implies that they wouldn't deliberately mislead anyone in Yisur, be marshal anyone. But it could make a mistake. Now, if someone has the Nemones al Pidin, so Anish. So an issue we could also say that maybe because if it involves a lot of tirche, maybe he didn't make a thorough search and he thinks that he made a thorough search. He's just deceiving himself. The answer is, we should be cheshish legabe nish too. But a nish has nemones. If he has nemones, we don't have to be cheshish. Why aren't we cheshish in every case of nemones? If someone has nemones, he has nemones. So we believe every word he says. Masha'in kin anisha in his chazik isure has no nemones, but then even without nemones, it's on the basis of chazoke. So on the basis of chazoke, so then it depends. If it is in bishalei, let's say when she says that she herself was beidik the boso, was minake the boso from the chilev, or she was beidik the yeroke is from teloim, she was herself. Bidekes the house, even if we know that no people was made and it involves the raise, so then we trust her not on the basis of the nemones, because it is chazak isurei, so there is no nemones, but on the basis of chazok. Mashein came if she says somebody else was made in the house and no people was made, so then we cannot trust her on the basis of chazok, because maybe she will deceive herself. And she'll say that she made a thorough search, she ransacked the house, when actually she only made a superficial digging. But Ligabi men, we could also have that chshoshe. But a man has nemones. If someone has nemones, so we don't have any chshoshes. So he has nemones. This is the shita of the Rai. Alright. So there are three shitas in regard to the nemones of an isha by Yisro. Alright. Now, Iboyom, Hamaski Abayis Lachavere, I'm telling you again, Hamaski Abayis Lachavere, Yecheskas Boduk, Umotzei Sheini Boduk Ma, Mi Haveti Mechachtoye Solo, So Tosh, Domar Abaye, Loi Mi Boye Vasad Liyave Agre, Ubotke, Din Lichal Rinish Liki Yume Mitzvah Begufei, Afilu Vasad Liyave Agre, Ubotke, Din Li, So, it's not a Mechachtoye either. So, Rashi, we have a metachtoes with my boss, Echel Arzabe, al de al leiso, vilema luikach socharti, the Taisha lemukayo, malach. So it's not a metachtoes. So, loimi boy, Echel Yave, Agre, Lache, Mubatke, Elokolish, Vish, Bekes, Beisei, till immortal, mainly metachtoes, because it doesn't lose anything. There is no monetary loss, because the Moisi the Ashin Bodhikla is saying the Badin Michalinish Lemet Mitzvah Guru. Vinama have Yodhuli Bodhil Kloyaman Michalika. Elafilu Basre, what a practice is not to make the ticket oneself, but to hire a work and then he has to pay. So here you could say there's a very good reason as to why he wouldn't have rented a house had he known that it wasn't a paydake, because had he known that the masker wasn't paydake, so then he would have to incur the expense that is involved in engaging a worker to be made aid. So we say no, because Nichol Linish, Likium and Mitzvah, and like you have asked me, you call me Yeliskea, Beti Kolishi Basi, Nikahashka Hisong, Kisat Lohe, Yoda Biesmil, Nipodik, we have all the way, the Nichol. So why does he say that he doesn't want? The answer is, he changed his mind for other reasons. Maybe he found a better house. So he wants to attribute it to that. So he's using it only as a pretense. Alright. Why the God of the Ashkabi Sahit is Spirman? Now, Tesa says, Hamaska Bais the Haber of the Heska Shuboruk, Miran Rajbo, the Shlesh also Ire, the Havoso, Alamaska. Now, the Gemara is not by whether it's in Mekhtois or not. And the Maskon of the Gemara is it's not in Mekhtois. So why isn't it in Mekhtois? Because every Jew is presumed to be willing even to spend money to be become the mitzvah of the Kashomet. So we cannot say that the fact that it was already Boduk, so Mele he will not have to spend money on the Kashomet, was a factor in his decision in renting the house. So that wasn't a factor. So if it wasn't a factor, so even though it turns out that it wasn't, the house wasn't, but still, it's a good schiras. It's not a mekhtois. It's not a mekhtois. So that is only shayach if it was maskil by his chavire, if it was rented out on the 13th of Nisan. So mainly, if it is rented out on the 13th of Nisan, so the Gemara says, upon whom is incumbent the burden of the keschometz, upon the seich? But the maskil told him it was a very need. So actually, he will not sustain any loss because the maskil wasn't supposed to turn over to him a house that is already bought. Because the burden of the pikeh was incumbent upon the seich. So mainly started to make a choice. Mashiki, if the house was rented out on the 14th, so upon whom was the burden of being paid it? Spending the money and the tirch and everything. Upon the maskia, and the maskia told him that it was bought. So then it is a mekartoes, because since it turns out that the house was not living, and the that was a maskia fooled him. So that means that the seicher will have an extra burden, which normally he shouldn't have. So then it is a mekartoes. This is what Tesa says. This is what it is. Now, the Ran mentions the Shita of Tesa and Israeli Tanis. Hamaskia weiß, have you the Ran and Ri? Just at the bottom of the second moment. The first sheet of the Ran. Hamaskia weiß, have you the Cheske Shibodu? Kurz vor mit Israel, die wir jetzt gehen rein, die wir jetzt alle, wo er sich in der Lille und der Maske liegt. So sie ist der Maske liegt, so that means it's a very basic thing. He deceived him. When is it a Mekachtoes? If he was deceived in a very basic thing. So if it was rented out in Yitimu, so he was not deceived in a basic thing, in an important thing. Because the way it turned out that the house is not Boduk, so that means who will have the burden of being paid again, of exerting an effort and of spending money in engaging the worker to search the house. So he, but that's his burden. Usually it is his burden. Mashiach, if it was rented out on the 14th, so usually whose burden is it? The maskias. And the maskia told him that he did it already. And it turned out he didn't do it. So in Mele, it turns out that something extra easy was put on him. So in Mele, it's a mekatoz. That's what it is. V'achirim omru, v'chi amrino v'nichol v'inesh, haine l'inyen, v'li havi mekatoz. Avo shlume boi. So, the achirim say, so actually, the achirim are not chilek on Tesis in the etzem pshat in that if the Mesiras HaMafteach was after Yudalet, after the beginning of Yudalet, so then it's ala maske livdeik. So the achirim are not chilek in the etzem pshat in the deep. But they are only chilek on Tesis in the pshat in the Gemore, the Gemore says Mekachtoes. Because Tesis, whereas The Achilim agree with Teisves in regard to the Pshat in the Gemara that we said that im actually Moshalim Bafteches Chol Al Boso Al Amaskar Levidik. So in regard to the Pshat in this Gemara, the Achilim agree with Teisves. But Teisves assumed that the Pshat in the Gemara, when the Gemara says Loi mi boye bas lo yada el afilo bas lo yada nichol mi nishli kiri mas mi meine it's not in mekachtoes, so it means it's not in mekachtoes and he doesn't have to reimburse in the maskia, so the schires is valid, it's not in mekachtoes, the sicha cannot be chizir from the schires, he and the maskia is not supposed to reimburse the sicha either. So the achirim say no, the pshat in the Gemara, the nichol linish l'kiyum and mitzvah meina is, it's not in the kachtoes, mimele the schiras is valid, but the maskia will have to reimburse the seicher for the expenses that he's involved in searching the house. Why? Because inasmuch as it was rented out, in the case where it was rented out on the 14th, of course, if it was rented out on the 13th, so everybody will agree that the maskir is not obligated to reimburse the seicher. But in a case where the house was rented out on the 14th, so that means that the maskir imposed upon the seicher is something extra. So mimele, true, it's not in the kachdois, but the maskir will be obligated to reimburse the seicher for the bigger that he had to make. But in mekachtoyes it is. So that means that there is really no machlekes in din between Teisves and Achir. Because both Teisves and Achirim agree that in the case where it was rented out on the 13th, so it's not in mekachtoes and the maskir is not mechuyev to reimburse the seicher. In the case where it was rented out on the 14th, so both Teisves and the Achirim agree that it's not in mekachtoes, but in such a case the maskir will be obligated to reimburse the seicher for his big. The machlekes between Teisves and the Achirim is what does the Gemara have reference to? Because so Teisves says that the Gemara has reference to Maske Beis Chavir Becheske Shul Boduk on the 13th, but Al Boso Al Maske Livdei. So then the Gemara couldn't say that it's not the Mekartoes and the Maske has no obligations towards the Seicher. Because in such a case, he would have an obligation to all the Seicher. What kind of an obligation? Reimbursement. So, and Achirim say no, that this Gemara is reference Bain to the case where it was rented out on the 13th, and also it has reference to the case where it was rented out on the 14th. But in the case where it was rented out on the 13th, so then, now in both situations, it's not in the Mekartoes. But in the case where it was rented out on the 13th, so it's not in the Mekartoes, and the maskir does not have to reimburse the seicher. However, in the case where it was rented out on the 14th, it's not in the Mekartoes, but in that situation, the maskir will have to reimburse the seicher. So there is no machlekes in any din between Teisves and the Achirim. The machlekes between Teisves and the Achirim is only what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says it's not in the Mekachtoes. So Teisve says the Gemara means it's not in the Mekachtoes and the Maskia does not have to reimburse the Seicher in any way, and the Achirim say no, that the Pshat in the Gemara is that it's not in the Mekachtoes, but inasmuch as it was rented out on the 14th, so the burden was already, the burden of Dike, the Tirche, and the expense was upon whom? Was upon the maskir. Now the maskir deceived the seicher, so immediately he has to reimburse it. And Teisves would also say that in such a case it's not in mekachtoes, but he has to reimburse it. So there is no machlekes between Teisves and the Achirim. The machlekes between Teisves and the Achirim is only whether what does the Gemara mean? It's not in the Gartoyes. Does the Gemara mean it's not in the Gartoyes and he doesn't have to reimburse him? That's Teisa Shite. So Mimele Teisa has to limit the Gemara to the case where it was rented out Bishlish also. And the Achayim say no. The Gemara means, the Gemara only says it's not in the Gartoyes, but he has to reimburse him. So Mimele, the Gemara has a reference, can have reference to a case where it was rented out on the 14th, so it's not a mekartoes, but he has to reimburse the seer. So there is no real machlekes in any din between teisushit and achim. But let's see what the Ran himself says. Oh, amaskel is chavir ches derat. Kosev teisushit nidgim laim. Dibu yidalet, ho asik no lil dal amaskel yidit. Vachirim amu, dechi amdina nichal linesh, hanmi lav mekartoes, avul shume boi. ואני אם אלוהי כדי לזה, אלוהי כדי לזה, אלו בידע לתסכינו, ומשמרוכם מסתמו, ואומר בחסק שהוא בוי, ואולי בוי למיך של צויקי, דיבאים לו ליל, I mean, if you look into the חידוש האנשי שם, so it becomes simpler, I mean, but you can go over it without the חידוש האנשי שם, the חידוש האנשי שם only explains it, but it's, the פשט is self-evident. So, we all have a chesk shibodug, and she mocha mistamo. We all have a chesk shibodug, and we boil the mechas to say, we buy in the real mask, buy in the dollar, the chesk shibodug, and the chesk shibodug. We come, a stomach, the chesk shibodug. Kalima, we a chesk shibodug, misuk me mistome. We a chesk shibodug, misuk me dekoma le behedi. U maskin la habe me kastoyes. U de kakashel, do maskin o liyo, do a maskel in zeik, lo I kashel I klau. Di liyo, shakvino mitavino mitzes bi raman ramye. U maskin o da maskel ramye. Boche boye, yom a maskel o ibrine le mevet mitzve. I name le lesel le maskel u mote. Vi seiche le sagel le bi. Da amrino le kamon, vi chemtish, vi seiche le sagel le bi. Da amrino le kamon, vi chemtish o nochi, eise le bechitze gove yayud. Vi chivu shachei, bayon yahave mekastoyes doche. Yahave mekastoyes. יאבי, יבאי לו כדור יסדוח אל אבי מצסביר הסכינון, אלו ינדין השקרינו מתאבינון. ומסכינון, זה לא יחבי מכחתו יס, וניחל לילה של קיום המצווה, אפילו בממנה. ולא מוצא לי טוב עליו, so here the run is חילת, אנטיסס אין באחר. ולא מוצא טוב עלי שיחה למסכיה, מה יאבי כלי, שער לא ינאו למסכי כלל, דמיצה בלחוד ודרם יאלי למסכיה, ואף אגב לעבדה, לקד החיוב דממנה עלי כלל. So at that point, the Ran is really contagious and the Achir. And there is a very basic matter. Now, the Ran, very long this week, I mean, what the Ran says here. Now, actually, you could raise a kasha against the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says here, the Gemara has that first Gemara, Tavdalet Amudalet. So the Gemara had one Abaye, Hamaske Vais Chavire Barbosar al Milivdei. Al Maske Livdei, Kor al Asich Livdei. So then the maskon of the Gemara was, it all depends. Im atcha lo imosa lo imachteiches chol ha'boso ar lamaskel ibdei. Im shemosu machteiches chol ha'boso ar lasich. Then the Gemara has the kashe, boi ibnei im ramachin vayitzu. And then the Gemara has another rabbi. Boi ibnei im ramachin vayitzu. Hamaskya bayis lachavire ba'boso cheskosi boduk o yin cheskosi boduk. Cheskosi boduk o yin cheskosi boduk. So Hamasker, and here the Gemara says in so many words, Hamasker Bais Lachaviri Barboso. So that means when was it rented out Barboso? So upon whom was imposed the burden of the decay? So when the Yudalit began, so in whose reshus was it? It was in the reshus of the Masker. So the burden of the decay, the chiyuv decay, became incumbent upon whom? Upon the Masker. So how do we visualize the Abaye of the Gemara? The Gemara Shaila is whether it's Cheskosi Boduk or Eich Cheskosi Boduk. But one thing is sure. Suppose we find out that it's in Cheskosi Boduk, so then he certainly has to be waiting. But the Gemara just finished saying that im actually mosal im afiches chol haboso, so then the chiyuv dikei is upon the maskia, because it was chal upon the maskia, so it's not poka from the shoulders of the maskia. So this shayla has no basis altogether, because what nafkimina does it make? Whether it's cheskosi boduk or it's not cheskosi boduk. Let's say that we know that it wasn't beidik, but a seicher is not mechuyev to be beidik. It was rented out on the 14th. So when the son of the 13th sat below the horizon, so who became mechuyev? Who became the Chuyek? The Maskia. So the seder is not mechuyev. It's not poka from the shoulders of the maskil. So the maskil is mechuyev. The seder is not mechuyev. So why does Gemara ask? The implication being that if it's a cheskosi boduk, then the seder has to be matriach himself, and he has to spend money and be very wise. Why? He doesn't even have to concern himself whether the maskil was beidik or the maskil was not beidik. It was vented out to him after the 14th began. So Mele, who became a chuyev? Who became a chuyev in the decay? The maskil became a chuyev in the decay. So why should the seicher worry? I mean, the seicher is mechuyev to worry about the shemayim of the maskil. So it's the maskil's concern. And here the whole shaila is, whether it's cheskosi boduk or ein cheskosi boduk. The implication being that if he knows that it wasn't nivdei, then the seicher has to be beidik. But even if it's determined beyond the shadow of a doubt that the maskil wasn't beidik, so upon whom is the burden of the? So what kind of nabai is it? The answer is, so it's a very simple answer, that the shayla in the Gemara is not whether the maskil is mechuyev. When the Gemara says, im achal imosol imaftiches, chol avoso ala maskil imdeit, so the Gemara doesn't mean that the maskil is mechuyev imdike and the seicher is mupke of the chiyimdike. No. Both are mechuyev imdike, they both have a shaykhas to the house. The maskil has a shaykhas to the house. First of all, it's his chometz. And then, even though it was rented out to the seicher, but the kinyan aguf is still vested in the maskia. So the maskia has a shaykhes to the house. It's not; he's not a stranger to the chometz that is in this house. And the seicher, and even though it's not his chometz, but it's in his reshus, he has the kinyan peiris. So in other words, so both are mechuyev l'dike, but the chachomim were not mechayev both to be vedik. Why should the Chachamim be Mechayim both to be Vedic? What can be Vedic and that's enough? So the question is, who has a Dink Dime in the Chiyuv Dike? Whether the Masker has a Dink Dime or the Seicher has a Dink Dime. But now, so as a Bosh, now there is a Roche, Ani Yircho, Vani Yeracheres, so Ani Yircho Ken. So let's say, so in the Arani, in Chicago, upon whom is imposed the burden to support the Amim of Chicago, Chicagoan Jews, not New York Jews. But suppose the Chicagoan Jews just refuse to support the Amim. So can the New York Jews say, well, we don't have to support them, they are rich men in Chicago? They can't say it. So if the Chicago Jews do not do the Chayv, so that does not absolve the New York Jews from supporting the Amim of Chicago. But, so what's the aloche? Ani yircho, v'ani yiracheres, ani yircho keidmin? The Besdin will not be kafir. The New York Jews to support Anim of Chicago. Because there is a dink dime in the chiyuv of tzedoke. Regarding the Anim of Chicago, so there is a dink dime. A dink dime on the part of the Chicagoan Jews. But if for some reason they're not supported, so they have to be supported by Jews all over the world, whether in New York or in another place. So the aloche of Ani Yircho, Ani Yiracheres, Ani Yircho Keidmin only implied that there is a dink dime. But it doesn't mean that the Ashirim from another year are potter of supporting the Anim of another year. It's only if we can force the Ashirim of Chicago, so then there is a dink dime. But if for some reason the Ashirim of Chicago don't support the Anim of Chicago, so then we can force the Ashirim of New York to support them. I'm mentioning it as B'derach Moshe. So here, when the Gemara says, im achalim moslim afteches, chol abosar la maskelim dik. So it doesn't mean that if we're at the time when the 14th of Nisan begins, so there was no misiras maftiches, so maybe that means the chiyuv became incumbent upon the maskia, so it's not poka, so maybe the seicher does not become a chuyev in the mitzvah of dikin. The seicher is also a chuyev. But there two don't have to be paid it. So one has to be paid it. So the question is, who has a ding dime in the chiyuv? Who has a ding dime? So the Gemara says, imacho mimosol imaftiches, Cholaboso, Solamaskalate. So in other words, so then there is a din gdime. There is a din, a chiyuv gdime upon the maskia.
in such a case. So whom will Dresden tell to be Beinik if both are available? The masker is in the city, he's available, and the Saislid in the Saislid Dresden, and the Secher. So Dresden will tell the masker to be Beinik, not the Secher. Here's the thing, Beinik. But suppose the masker can't, or the masker's an avalian, and Dresden has no authority over him, cannot do anything with him, he's an avalian, he's not a Shema Mitzvah. What can we do? So then we'll tell the Secher, you have to be Beinik. So when it says Allah masculine take, it only means that there is a ding dime. But in case where the masculine doesn't do it, and the seicher is able to do it, so of course the seicher is mechuyev to do it. So just as in the case of Zdoke, so if the Chicago Ashirim don't support the name of Chicago, and there is nothing we can do with them, so then we have to tell the Ashirim of another city to support the name of Chicago. It's only a ding dime. So the Mele, so this is what the Ran says. So the Ran says, I mean, with everybody like with Teisves, it's not Mistaber that Teisves will be. So the Mele, there is no kasha. This is no kasha. The Gemara asks, the Gemara is Rabbi. After the Gemara said that Imachal was Lamartiches Chol Abosal Al Maskelitik, so immediately after that, the Gemara asks, Nabaye, Hamask Baye Chavir Abosal Cheskosi Bode Cheskosi Bode. So the implication being that if it is in Cheskosi Boduk, so the Secher has to be Vedic. But the question arose, why even if it's established that it's in Cheskosi Boduk, that the Maskir wasn't Vedic, but the Chiyuv became incumbent already upon the Maskir. So the Secher is not Mechuyev, the answer is no. It doesn't mean the Secher isn't Mechuyev. So the Mechler, there is no kasha. No, so everybody will agree. Teisves and the Achirim will also agree with this. But the Machlekes between Teisves and the Achirim, Teisves and Achirim on one hand, and the Ran on the other, is whether the halacha of the masculine date is just an irachaimdik halacha or it's a cheshmishpidik halacha. When I say cheshmishpidik halacha, it means, in other words, whether the masculine requires this, the secher acquires this chus. In Cheshmishpet, in the moment is a schus that the maskir has to make the bdikin. Or it's only a milches pesadik aloche. There is a ding dimin. So according to Teisves, according to the Ram, so there is no schusim that imach of imosal machteches. So chola bos or sola maskir we take. So that doesn't mean that the secher requires a schus. That the bdikin has to be done by the maskir. So Mimele, in case the seicher is beidik and he spends, let's say, $50 on being beidik the house, so the maskir is mechuyev to reimburse it. There is no, he doesn't acquire any juridical rights, any schutz in Mechesh Mishpeh. It's only a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, it's insofar as the mitzvah of dikeh is concerned, so there is a ding dime upon the maskir. So suppose the master is a variant, he doesn't care for mitzvahs. So it's too bad. So then the seicher has to spend all the money. Because, and he can't even demand
of the maskier that the masker should reimburse him. He can demand, because this is only there is no schusim. The aloche of imachal limosav imavteches chol aboso ala masker libdek is not a momentika schus. It's not a choshevishmedika aloche. It's a hilches pesodika aloche. It's a binod lemokim dika aloche. Not a binod mechaveira dika aloche. In other words, there is a thing, the mitzvah of decay is incumbent upon both. The mitzvah of decay is incumbent upon both. Just as the mitzvah of tzedakah, b'derech moshe, is incumbent upon all. Is incumbent upon all Jews. Not dafke the ashirim of the same city. It's incumbent upon the ashirim all over the world. But there is a halacha of din. There's a halacha of din. So here too, the mitzvah of decay is incumbent upon the maskia, the mitzvah of decay is incumbent upon the sicha. But since the two of them don't have to search the house together, so a decay by one is enough, so the Chachomim said, imachalumosol imachteiches chol aboso, so then there is a ding dime in the chiyuv decay upon the maskia, a ding dime. And so he is mechuyev, and if the maskia doesn't do it, so he is even an aveire. He didn't fulfill his chiyuv. But then, so then if the masker doesn't do it, so the seicher has to do it. And he cannot demand any reimbursement from the maskia. Because it's not a chishmish medika aloche, it's only a ding dime in the mitzvah of dike. It's, but he doesn't acquire any schusi. Mashain came tesis and the achirim say, no, that this is not only a ding dime. The aloche, imachalu, imosalu, imateches, chola aboso, so the masker lifted is not only linked in the mitzvah of dike, in the mitzvah of not only, okay, but the sikh requires his chus, a chishmish medikas chus, that in other words, that the maskia has to make sure that the house is needed. But suppose the masker didn't do it, so the sikh does it, so the sikh exerts an effort, and the sikh spends money, so then he can demand. He can come to Bezin, call the masker to Eden Torah, and demand reimbursement from the masker. That's the shita of Tesis and Achir. Whereas the Ram shita is that the Ding Dime is not schusim in the Secher. It's only a Ding Dime in the mitzvah of the Ding. That now let's see. Now let's see. Hamaske by Chavicha Shubonu, Cosmic Aces. Dibu Gimuai. Dibu Yudawed, Vasik Nelio da Hamaske. Vachirim Omru, Yechiyam Kinan Michal Rinesh, Hanil Linyan, Vahavim Mekachtoes. Aber schwum mit boy, weil mir immer ruhig in diese Leute gewesen. Er wird da das gehen. Und mich morgen nicht dem wo mal bei Herr schon bod. Du ich wollen mir nicht so sei, die beiden die nur Maske bei mir da und ich hat sich bod ich hat bod. Wie komm hast du mich hat bod? Klein mal ich hat bod und mich kommt bis dann. Wie mir hat sich bod und mich so mit kommen hin. Und Maske nur haben mir gesagt. Und ich kache wo, da Maske nur wieder Maske wieder und kache wie klau. Die will sagt mir da hin und mich das Bier. Who has a ding dime? Upon whom is mutu? The first, the aloche of dime in mitzvah dike. Umaskinon, the masker on me. Vochet boye yom a masker, loy bina le meret mitzvah. Loy bina le meret mitzvah. In amin leske le masker no more. For some reason, the masker doesn't do it. Either because he's not barye, the masker, or he's not around, he's not available. So what do you say? Since he became a chuyeh, so the seicher, it's not none of his concern. No, we cannot say that it's none of his concern. He certainly has a shayches to the chometz in the house, because since he has the kelim peiros in the house, so that means that the chometz is in his physical possession. So mele, he certainly is mechuyeh in the mitzvah of tikkun. The seicher is sadly below him. So he mentions the raya. The amrino li kamon, the chemtzi shal nochi, eisel and chitzik of ayayim. In other words, even though there is no bali hoye, and chemtzi shal nochi b'shus Yisrael, so still, let's say, he finds out, and yonte, that there is the chometz of nochi, so he's mechuyim in the rabbonon to set up a chitzik. Again the chometz. That's all that's part and parcel of the mitzvah of dikha. So chemtzi shal nochi b'chitzik of ayayim. So we see that why, but he, it's not his chometz, it's a goy's chometz, and he's not in the bali hoye. But the answer is, since the goy's chometz is in his physical issues, even though he's not in the bali hoye, but with the rabbonon, he's mechuyev to remove it from his rishus. So what can he do on Yom Tov? So he sets up mechitza. So we see that there is a chiyuv incumbent upon anyone that has chometz in his physical rishus, even though the chometz is not his. So there is a din of digging. וחמתי שונו אחרי של מחיץ חבאיו וחיב משחרים בין הבעיה היא יחד מכחתו יש דו אוכל אף מישהו בין הסכינון אלא בעניין דין השקנו את הדין הוא מסכים להם מכחתו יש וניחו להינש וקיום המצווה אפילו במיני ולמוד טוב לי שיחה למעסקיה so this is what he says ולמוד טוב לי שיחה למעסקיה but the אחרים say no that he has to the mask has to reimburse the שיחה but we want to talk with the mask here my Africa lay shall we go with the mask cloud the mitzvah will hold the ram yal in the mask here the Africa do hope the leke chiyube the momente or the cloud leke me echa so now wait but then you say so then you say since so you say since the mask here has been dime so when the seich here spent money so he actually did for the mask the mitzvah that the mask here was supposed to do the mask was supposed to do. So why shouldn't he be entitled to reimbursement? So the answer is, now suppose there is a certain Jew who would like to be mikayem his sukkah, a sukkah, but he doesn't want to spend the money, and then another Jew builds a sukkah for him. So will he be able to demand from the Jew for whom he built the sukkah now you reimburse him? They say he cannot. Just because he was misakim with the mitzvah, he cannot demand that he should reimburse him unless he told until the other Jew told this one, you built for me a sukkah. So then he has to reimburse. But if he didn't tell him, he did it on his own. So he cannot demand any reimbursement. So here too, the dime is incumbent upon the master. So the master had to do it. But the master didn't do it. And the seicher is not part of the mitzvah either. So the seicher was mehane the master, but he still is not entitled to any reimbursement. Mashainkin, according to Tesis, and the Achirim, they hold that this is a cheshimish pedike aloch im achelo im osal im avteches chol aboso, so that means that it's a cheshimish pedike aloch that he acquires his chus, the seicher acquires his chus, that the maskia has to be beidik for him. What does it mean he has to be beidik for him? Not that he can force him to do the physical act of dike, in other words, so he is beidik, and then he can demand he can demand reimbursement from the master. That's the shita of Tesis and that. Danos Remeyer Emeyer Eichlin Kol Chomish Viseyofim Bitchil HaSheish Yudei Emeyer Eichlin Kol Arba Viteilin Kol Chomish Viseyofim Bitchil HaSheish. So there is a machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yudin in the Rabbonos. Insofar as the Reis is concerned, so everybody agrees that until Chatzos, there is no Yisei HaChometz. Until Chatzos. The Shaila is in the Rabbonos. So according to Reb Meir, so Eichlin Kol Chomish. Eichlin Kol Chomish. Let's say in an Equinox day, and Erev Pesach usually is an Equinox day, more or less. So that in an Equinox day, so until 11 o'clock, you can, according to Reb Meir, you're allowed to eat chometz, and we serve it to Lashesh. So when does it say of eating at 11 o'clock? And Reb Yudei Emeir Eichlin Kol Arba, again in an Equinox day, according to Reb Yudei, you're allowed to eat chometz up to 10 o'clock. I mean, that's according to the Goyim Shiti, that it's calculated on the basis of the length of the day from sunrise to sunset, not on the basis of the length of the day from Moda Shachat is the Chomet. So let's say according to the Goyim Shiteh, so in Equinox day, according to Reb Yudeh, so Eichlin Kol Arba, so you can eat Chomet until 10 o'clock. Vitein Kol Chomet, Chomet, so from 10 to 11, you're not allowed to eat, but you are not allowed to eat, but you're allowed to have a noy. That was a consolidated good from 10 to 11. Up to 10, according to Reb Yudeh, you can eat, but from 10 to 11, so it's ten means ba'achile yitzoseh, but ba'anoye yitzmut. And then seif yitzoseh. So at 11, it becomes oseh, even ba'anoye yitzoseh. All right, then we pass him like a good. So, now also, that's it. We seif yitzoseh, yam zah tzoseh. So who was that there? We finish all them to you, bishoh. Rabbi Yudeh may have tell you all them, yeisa mekam. We tzorech nishachik na meyre. Yeisa. ולא יהיה חל מסיפה ארבע ומאיות Toilin, Loichum, Loisavi, Kalibari, Toch, Lisre, who Machel would be empty. So it's good of an oil. Call Homage, Abel, who Loyacha. Roshna Rambam is pastors like Rabbi Lech. So Roshna Rambam in Perikalev Luchas Chomet Shomatz Aloha Tezi is as follows. V'yosru chachomim lechil chomet mitchila shoro shishis kidei shelo yiga b'yisotel. Now, so Roshna Rambam is v'yosru chachomim lechil chomet mitchila shoro shishis kidei shelo yiga b'yisotel. Now, so the beginning, this Roshna of the Rambam, the initial expression of the Rambam, would tend to indicate that the Rambam passes like Rav Meir, but he doesn't pass like Rav Meir. He passes like Rav Yudin. In other words, because Rav Meir says, Eichun Kol Chomish. So when does the Yisra Achila begin? At 11 o'clock. B'tchila Sheish. Eichun Kol Chomish. Now, Rosh Na Rambam is, Rosh Ruch HaChom Lechol Chomish B'tchila Sheo Shishis, Kei Shli Yiga B'Yisoteir. So, U'mitchila Sheo Shishis, Yeh Chomish Osa B'Achila V'Anoi. Kol Sheo Shishis B'Di B'Seif. So that would be in line with Chameya. But then the Rambam says, Sho Chamishi Seneichlin Bo Chomet. Zeyrom Shemim Amunon, Shemoyite bin Chamishis Lishishis. Vinos of Anoye Bisho Chamishis. So that's like Rav Yudin. But at first, the initial Loshen in Rambam tends to indicate that the Pasuk was like Chameya. Because he says, Vyosro Chachomim Lecho Chomet in Tchila Sho Shishis. Kidei Shel Yiga Bisoteo. ומתחילה שעור שישיש יהיה חומץ עושה באכילה ואנוי כל שעור שישים דרסי. So he says עושה לך חומם לך חומץ מתחילה שעור שישיש. So מתחילה שעור שישיש, that's like חמיה. But then he says, talking people, שעור חמישי זה נכון בו חומץ. זה לא משנים אמונם. So the question arises, so why did he say in the beginning עושה לך חומם לך חומץ מתחילה שעור שישיש? If it's עושה מתחילה שעור חמישי, so why does he say עושה לך חומם לך חומץ מתחילה שעור שישיש? So my uncle, the Sefer HaVov, so he says, I mean, there's the clip shot in the Rambam. So he says, true, the Rambam passes like Rav Yudin, but there are two separate Yisuri Drabonim. You see, he doesn't mention, I don't think that my uncle mentions everything, but this is what he probably meant. You see, the Rambam Shiti is, I discussed it in Sanhedrin, because it was the those who heard the Shia Sanhedrin. So let's say Gabe Psuladis. So in order to be possible ladies in the Raise, so you have to be there lab that there is a Mrs. Bezdin or Kores, Mr. Shomayim, or Malas. And in order to be possible with Rabbanon, so the Rambam says, so some the Shem say Rabbi Yeruchem Shite is that the Rambam mentions that Shite, that any if one is either any is on the Raise. Let's say somebody talks Lashon Hara. So he's either allowed the Raisin, but there is no Malkus. He's allowed him the Maisin. So he's possible in the Rabbah. He's possible in the Rabbah according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam Shiti is that if someone is either a Nisa the Raisin, so if it is a Nisa the Raisin for which there is Malkus, let's say it's Nivele, it's Trevi, it's possible Cholot. So then it's Chayel, so then he's possible in the Raisin. Suppose he eats Psarib Cholot, Psarib Cholot, so it's only in the Rabbanon, so it's possible it's the Rabbanon. Suppose he eats the veil of the Rabbanon, so it's possible it's the Rabbanon. Suppose he's Michal Shabbos or Michal Yomtev in the Shavuot, so it's possible it's the Rabbanon. But it's mashma from the Rambam, if someone would be another is the Rabbanon, let's say he'll eat the loin of Yosh Yadai, he will not be possible this, he will be the Rabbanon, will not be possible this. Not only that, the Rambam Shita appears to be that if somebody will talk Lashon Hara, he's either allowed the Raisi, he will not be possible this, even the Rabbanon. Why? Because kol the tikkun rabbanu ki deraisa tikkun. Since the aloha deraisa is that who is the roshe that is possible it is only one who is aver, an aver of chomos or an aver of malkes. So mid rabbanon also the same thing. If he is not aver an aver for which there is malkes, so he is not possible it is mid rabbanon. So for Lashon Hara, there is no malchus. So the melech, so he's not possible to altogether. He's not possible to altogether. But if somebody will be mechal Shabbos Ishmus, or he will be mechal Yom Tev, he will be mechal Yom Tev Nishmus. Let's say he will carry the kamelis on Shabbos, or let's say he will squeeze out oranges. He'll make orange juice on Yom Tov. So it's a shmus only. So then he'll be postulated with Rabbanon. Why will he be postulated with Rabbanon? Because suppose he'll be doing Melacha D'Raisei on Yom Tov. So then he'll be Chayav Malkus. So if he does it Melacha D'Rabbanon, so with Rabbanon it comes under the Issa Melacha for the D'Raisei of which there is Malkus. Or if he does a shmus on Shabbos, so with Rabbanon he does that kind of an Aveire for the eyes of which there is missing chorus. So the melee under the Rabbonon. So with the Rabbonon it comes under the category. The eyes of which there is missing chorus malchus. So there is first ladies. Or let's say it's a rib cholo. So it's with the Rabbonon. But with the Rabbonon it comes under the heading of what? Of what's the cholo. So the melee is first ladies in the Rabbonon. But any other is a Rabbonon. He eats only until he said I. Or even he said I say, so it's not first ladies in the Rabbonon. So it seems, so this is what Ravel says. According to Rambam, there are two separate Isurei Rabbonon. One is the Rabbonon is Mitzchila Shoshish, after 11 o'clock. So that is an Isurei Rabbonon, that with the Rabbonon it comes under the same heading as the Derais, except that the Derais applies Lachachateis, and that the Chachomim extended, and the Chachomim said, even Kenem Chateis, in Shoshish. In Shor Shishis, so he's a there. So it's the same Issa, Avor Raye, it's also Bachile, it's also Banoye. Just as the love the Raise, Lacha Chatos, applies to Achille and Anoye. So this, the Rabbonon, in Shor Shishis, after 11 o'clock, also applies to Achille and Anoye. So it's the same Issa. So it's Mamesh and Issa Chometz. It's with Rabbonon, but with Rabbonon it comes under the Issa the Raise, under the love of Chometz. Masheike, Mitchila Shor Chamishis after 10 o'clock. So after 10 o'clock is still allowed, but it's still mutabanoi. So that means that the Chachomim did not extend this man for that love, but they may because of him Unon. So the Chachomim answered in Bachile. So but the Hefze is not a Oseh. It's only a Niser upon the Gavre to eat. It's a Niser upon the Gavre to eat. Because of Zirem Shem Amunon, but the Hefze is not, there is no Issa Hefze of Chometz. Because insofar as the Issa Hefze of Chometz is concerned, you couldn't distinguish between Achille and Anoye. Chometz is also Achille and Anoye. So, in Shoshishis, so it's called the Tikkun Rabbonon Kinderaisa Tikkun. So it's Mimele is the Issa Hefze of Chometz. But in Shor Chamishis, it's not Issa Hefze of Chometz. It's a new Issa. He will not be postulated in the Rabbonon. If someone will eat Chometz, or even have Anoye of Chometz, from 11 o'clock, so he will be postulated in the Rabbonon. But if someone will eat Chometz after 10 o'clock, he will be postulated in the Rabbonon. Because it's another Issa. It's like the Issa of, it's not an Issa that comes under the heading of Elav Deraise. Of Elav Deraise. So the Mele, it's not, he does not even have the Issa Hefze of Chometz, it's only an Issa Gavre, and we wouldn't apply the Aloche of Issure Bola. Now, the Mechaber says that Chometz, Kedem Shor Chamishis, is a Tere Bola, but after Shor Chamishis, is Issure Bola. So Rabbeinu says, according to the Rambam, so when will it be Issure Bola? Only after Shor Shishis. But before Shor Shishis, even after Shor Chamishis, between 11 and between 10 and 11, it will not be Issur HaBola, because it does not take Issa Hefze of Chometz, only the Issa Gavre, so the Gavre. So you see, that's why the Rambam mentioned it separately. So then, with Rabbonon, it comes under the love of Chometz, Erev Pesach, with Rabbonon. So if somebody will be Ivre, it will be possible to Rabbonon, like a Shavuos and Yom Tov. Or boss of the cholo, or boss of tzari b'chol. But mitchila shor shishis shi or chometz osa b'achile uvanoi kol shor shishis midin reseifrim ushor adim mishvis umar matiro shor chamishis. He doesn't say osa midin reseifrim because it's a different issa. Ein eichlin b'chometz. He doesn't have the Yisach Hefzer from it. There is only an Yisach on the Gavre. There is a Chiyuv on the Gavre to be Meneah himself from Chometz in Shor Chamishis. Zeyre Mishim Amonot. But it's not a Surah Bolad. Alright, now. So the Rambam passed us like a Yid. The Kula Ha'olam Miyah Chometz Mishay Shoyis Omay Ros Minot Omar Abaye Treik Shoy Koyik Sivay. So everybody agrees that Midrash Chometz Efter Chatzos is Osir. How do we know that even Erev Pesach Chometz Efter Chatzos is Osir? Is Osir. So Omar Abaye Treik Koyik Sivay. Ksiv Shivas Yom Yisrael Yomotzin Vatech Uchsiv Arbe Yimori Shittash Bishusayom Vatech. Hakeitzad Rabbi Sabos Oribi. So Rashi says Shivas Yom Yisrael Yomotzin Vatech Afi Mishoach Bishich HaShivas Yom Uchsiv Arbe Yimori Shittash Bishu Harei Shobo Shoachas Hakeitzad Lirabis Dao Kochof Hayo Rishi Rishi Kedim Chol Shivakom דהיינה אבוס ואימר לרבייס לילה חמישה עושה כבילה. So how do you know that that we are מרבה אבוס או לביר? That means after חצי סיס עושה maybe we are only מרבה only the night of the 15th but the 14th, even the second half of the 14th is מותר. חומץ is מותר לאחר חצי עושה ל-14th. This out like how many Yom Ksiv Yom Leilis 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 so Komash Melon Afil Leilis. So because I would say Shivas Yom Seyolim Motzim Botech, so it's only the days, the daylight part of it, but night of the 15th it's still Muter. So that's why the Torah tells us that in the night it's awesome, but in the 14th it's Muter. So Yomor says Ahu Leisrachal, we don't need this special posik that the night of the 15th is also without that special posse. The only is Kasha Posse say Yelachilas Chometz. So whenever Chometz is also Achille, so is it even about the royals? So Unvachilas Chometz, Lachilas Matz, has Posse say Yelachilas Chometz, how do we know that there is a hekesh between the Lamb of Bali Roy and the Yisrael of Achilas Chometz? יחזיק שבעה יום ישראל ומוציא בתיכם ככל מלחום החמצת ונכנסו ונכנס. So here we have a hekesh between Bali Roye and the Yisrael Achille. So that means that whenever the Yisrael Achille of Chometz is Neik, so the Lamb of Bali Roye is also Neik. Now, so the question is, how do we know that the Yisrael Achille of Chometz is Neik in the night of the day? So that's on the basis of the other. Achillas Chometz l'Achillas Matzah. יחזיק כל מחמצת לא יסחרו, וכל מישהו שיחם תיכו מצס. So whenever there is a mitzvah, so if there is a mitzvah of achilas matzah in the night, so there is a mitzvah of achilas chometz in the night, and the mitzvah of achilas matzah is certainly made in the night, only in the night. Uksiv li matzah be'erev tichon matzos. So that means that the isah kores of achilas chometz is made in the night of the 15th, and there is a hekesh between bal yehoe and the isah achilas. So that means that bal yehoe is also made in the night. So we don't need the special posik of Armi Marishit Arbishusim. So we have to say that this extra posik of Armi Marishit advises us that even the 14th is awesome. There is a din of Hashbos. The rabbis will be Dalit with you. Monefshech, if it is Marbi Dalit, so maybe the night of the 14th. How do you know? I mean, only Lacha Chatzis of the 14th. So be Yemksi. So that means that the night is not this rabbi, the night of the 14th, only the day of the 14th. So perhaps the whole day, from the morning, how do you know that only from Hatzos? Achre. Right now, let's see the Rashi. Boki Tilaris. The Halkoch Chayo Rishin Kidl Chol Shivakoma. The Haina Abos. ואם אל רבי ישראל חמישה עושה שהוא ימתן על הבקר ואורי קומה אך מכניס עושה עם הרישן מידיעת השפיסו אם יש לסי יום לאבא מיני יום בין אם הוא ישראל השבוס עשיר אחר אז חומץ משהו שאיזר של לאכל חומץ ציבו להשבוס עשיר תכסיב סיום עם עושה בתיכם כי חום איכל מחמצס ואחיל אז חומץ לאכל אז מצו משהו שחי ולאכל מצו איזר של לאכל חומץ תכסיב כל מחמצס לא יסחיל ולחום שיסחיל תכל מצס וכסיב בערב תכל מצס עומד זמן אכל מצו ויצא חומץ ואז בוס השאיר מי שחשאיר אך הולק אך יצא דעתו פשוט אך אם רק אם יוטי the first person in Russian means because אך איזה מיוט אל מניש מסעי מוטר ומסעי אותר ומעטו יש לו מחליק חצי לישר וחצי להת but how do we know it's exactly half so it's mistaken אך is only implies that part of it is mutter and part of it is osa. So mele, it's mistava to say that hef is osa and hef is mutter. But then there's another question. V'yike de oma, achu chatz, not with the vines, b'gematri, the achas bata givda chatz. In other words, we have adbash and we have achas bata. Adbash means when you substitute a top for an olive, a shin for a base, a reish for a gimush, a ku for a dal, and so on. That's advash. So, and then you have three seven letters, and then you take the first seven letters. So aleph, base, gimush, dal, hey, bok, zayin. Then you start with a letter, ches. So the ches is instead of an aleph. And then you say ches, tes, yud, chof mem nun samach. So then, and ayin is again like an aleph. So that's why he said aleph ches samach. In other words, you had, I mean, he's taking counting. So in other words, ches tes yud. So you have three. Now chof lamed mem, you have six, and nun is seven. So samach is eight. So that's achas bata giv tachas. So the teifes ches tachas alev v'tzadim b'mokim chof. So in other words, if we substitute the achas bata, so then instead of ach we get chetz. What does chetz mean? Divide. So it means half of the day. So why is that better? Because according to the first version, we only know that ach is a mute. So we only know that mitzosi muta, mitzosi osa. How do we know that it's half and half? Maybe it's two thirds and a third, maybe it's three fourths and a fourth. How do we know it's half and half? So, according to the first motion, you have to say, seems like Zer Sakosuk tells us that it's part of it is Yisera, part of it is Leheter. So, on the basis of Svore, we say Chetzi Yisera, the Chetzi Leheter. But the second motion, according to the second motion, so the Ach becomes a Chetz. Alright. דברי רבי שמואל תונם מוצינו יודלת של איקרו רישי שנאמר בו רישיים בעבוס עולים לחיק שרב נחמן בא יצרוק אומר רישי נמכור המשהו because רישיים is משמע that comes before that so they were seen the Torah says first שילס יום יוסיום מוצינו תוכן and then the Torah says ארבים או רישיים so that means ים או רישיים means what precedes the Shiva Siyam. That means Arabic. Yom HaKroho, Rishin Odom, Rishin Odom Tevom. Elom Ato, Ulkach Kulochem Beim Rishin, Hochanam Rishin Bekor Mashma. So there too, you should say that it means you have to take the Ruhet the day before the 7 days, and it's not so. So the Gemara says, Shano Osam Dixin, Usmach Mishim Lekechet, Shnei Hashem Lekechet Shiva Siyam. Mashvi, Shvi Lechag, so afi shemish lechach so achana meksi barbi marish tas pisu shivas yom imatze is tichayu so there too we should say that it's before Pesach in kei yichdiv ko vishe ho vishe momali shmam luchad ramo that it means that it means on the first day yohoche also name o ishe mamori visu also bixi ayin mavish shabose mit mashvili shabose ay mavish ni kol mashma shano also on the makro ve mashvili shabose mashvili shvili khat afki shen ve shne khat ho ishe mamori ve mut echel shomai so why do we need a special posse that it is mut ab moch echel shomai ve ish mishmini nafke so we know that the mikro kedesh is only ish mishmini ישראל סאלט לייט האב מיר אויך חוזר אחמונה יאשלי וואו מייסיקל אין רישן דאפיל בכיי שלמיי קומאש ולא יביך לרחמון אלוהי ואומר לו, היי, ויסו הוסם נחזים, ובאים מרישי בתלחי שלכם, ריש מקורם אשמה. אלו, חמש רישו וישי, מבוי אלו לחלטון אלו רבי שמואל. איתו לסולם וורץ, so you cannot ask that all the three rishim that they mentioned to kach toch beim rishim and also by Yimavishi Shabosei or by Yimashmini Shabosei that we should say Yikore Mashma because there is a special drosh the return of Rabbi Shmuel the return of Rabbi Shmuel is Chashoi Shavishim Zoho Vishni Shavishim Lehachiz Zari Shavai Sof Lepinim Vissam Yidosh Vishni Shav Mashiach Lehachiz Zari Shavai Sof Lechziv Ayin Shavishim Admeni Kovik Adheres Eyo Obin Sabir Lechziv Kisi Kovid Mori in Rishay Bikayim Udashem Vishni Shav Mashiach Lechziv Vishni Tzienim. So in other words, so according to Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, so we say that Rishay itself implies Mikorma. And the other Rishay, Achel, Kartonim of Rishay, so that is needed, the Rishay is needed for a special drosh. So it cannot be Mashma, it doesn't imply Mikorma. But the Rishay here, Arvayim of Rishay, that Rishay Seyom Bateichem, that has the connotation of Mikorma. Rode Roma, Mihoch, wo ist sich schreit auf Chomitz Dam Zifr, wo ist sich schreit auf Pesach, ועדיין חומץ קל. So that means that when we are makrim the Kom Pesach, so then we should not have any chomets in our possession. And when does the zman of Shechitas HaPesach start at Chatzeis? So that means that we have to be, that the chomets has to be mushbes. We say Boteinu at Chatzeis. V'yeime kolchad v'chad kishof. So maybe the droshe of this, the posse of this Ishrat al-Chomit Dam Zifri with Ishrat al-Pesach Vadai Chomit Skayom only means that whenever a person is makir his Kom Pesach, so the Chomit has to be Mushbes. But now the Zman of HaKomis HaPesach starts at Chatzis, but one can be makir, can be Sheikha the Pesach at 5 o'clock in the afternoon of Pesach. So perhaps this Zerzakosuf implies that whenever one is Sheikha the Pesach, if he happens, so the Chomets has to be Mishbos. So if he is Sheikha the Pesach immediately after Chatzeis at 12:30, so then the Chomets has to be Mishbos at 12:30. But if he is Mashbis, if he is Sheikha the Pesach at 5 later, so the Chomets has to be Mishbos at 5. So the more answer is Zman Shechita Amar Rahman. Not, it doesn't depend upon this, the time when a specific person is Sheikh the Kom Pesach, but when this man Shechita begins, and that begins at Chatzeis. So that means that the Chomets has to be Mushbes at Chatzeis. Tanya Amor, Arvayim of Rishayim Tashbisu Seyam Ipatech. Mieren, Oyim Yerub Yom Tef Atzmei, Talbrim Al Yisim, Chomets Dam Zifr, Vosish Rasach Pesach, Vadayim Chomets Kaya. Dibir Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel learns it out from the Pasuk, of the Sishrat al-Chomets. So that implies that at the time of the Shechitas HaPesach, so the Chomets has to be Mushbos. Vadai Chomets Chai. Now, Dibur Rabbi Shmuel, Rabaki Ve'Emeir, Eini Tzot, Harei Hu Eimeir Arvinim HaMishitas Bishuseyim Batechet, Uchsiv Kom Rocho, Lo Yosevay, Umotzinu La'avor Eshi Avroche. So Rashi says, "She avloche v'zu avore shalom mitzera." He va'akosu for some avloche beyond lukach ha'irishim ba'vosakoma. So this is what the Gemara points out, that Rabbi Akiva holds Rabbi Akiva mitzchilikam the avloche of b'sila of hoy v'hutcha avore mitzera hutcha namu shalom mitzera, because according to those who say hoyel v'hutcha avore mitzera. So then there is no raya that Hashbosas Chometz is Erev Pesach. Maybe Hashbosas Chometz is on the first day Pesach. But you ask, since Hashbosas Chometz has to be fulfilled, how did they Shreife, and Shreife is in the Loche, how can we do it on Yom Tev? There is a Misam Loche. The answer is because we apply the Loche of Miteich Shehutro Avor Mitzirech, Hutro Avoro Shalom Mitzirech. True, there has to be Tzirech Hayeli, but here there is also Tzirech Hayeli. if the mitzvah of bio is takes place on the first day of Yom Teh, so it's a tzera chayei, so the mele avore should be muta. The answer is Rabbi Akiva is chelik am da aloche of mitzvah shehutro avore mitzvah, hutro avore shalom mitzvah. But in the comment of Rabbi Akiva, so avore is only muta tzera chayei chonefesh, but mitzvah any other tzerech, so Avore is not muter. So Meile Rabbi Akiva deduces from the posse of the Yom Rishin Tashbish Yisrael Mipatechem that Yom Rishin cannot have reference the first day Yom Tev, the 15th. It must have reference to the 14th, because how could it have reference to the 15th? Now, how is the mitzvah of Hashbose to be realized? Through Sreife, and Sreife is a Meloche, and it's also Rayon. אבל אם שאתה יוסי מתיח עושה כמו אחרי הוא יוסף בהם עצים לעבור שם רוח רבי יסי עם מרי ניצות הרי הוא אין מרבי אם הרבי שיטש בישו סיים לבטיח מרבי יונט או יאין מרבי יונט תלמרים הרחולה ואם יהיה כתב עצמי מישור so the ach implies that we divided it so in other words part of the day so is muter בכל If you say, if we are going to assume that Tashbisu is to be fulfilled on Yom Tev, so how can we say that Mikzas is Mutalishes? Mishore, who is Kasaposha say, or Achlas Chomet, Vachlas Chomet, or Achlas Mats. Now let's see the Rashi. Achola, Hitler Hakosho Vishay say, Mikzas Yein Biur, Vi Yein Biur. So the Achola tells us that part of the day is Mutalishes. Part of it. So the obvious conclusion is that the Tashbisu has to be fulfilled in on the Erev Yom Tev, not on the 15th. Because if we are going to say the Tashbos has to be fulfilled on Yom Tev, Mishore Mishure Klal. Now the PC, he doesn't say that Tashbisu is out of Sreif. So now it's Rabbi Yisi can accord with the view of the Rabbanon that Tashbisu is Mechodah. But still, he deduces from the Posik that it has to be on the 14th, not on the 15th. Because we in the Ulem in the Yom Tev, Mishon Mishoikwa, who is Vachlas Masim Chashecho, Valkoch Hashbos Hashkeir, Kishetachsha, Vim Kein, Vimishkachis Lachola, Dilav Ach, Ikele Meimah, Vayimorishay, Bein Hashmoshes, שהוא השחור הסייג, אבל חשתה על כוחו בשיח יין ביורי, שור ביכון נשאו. Now Rashi was bothered here by certain Kashi, that the Rishenim weighs against Rashi. So Rashi was bothered by the Kashi, why do we have to resort to the Drosh of Bach? In other words, why does Rabbi Yisi have to resort to the Drosh of Bach? Without that, so he could deduce from the Posse that the Ashbose, the Tashbisu, as reference to the 14th, not the 15th. Why? Because it says, I'll be him of Ishi, Tashbishu Seyem Batei. Without Ach, let's say the Torah didn't say Ach, just said, him of Ishi Tashbishu. But him of Ishi Tashbishu Seyem Batei. So it has to be Be'er Yom. Why? Because it couldn't be on Yom Tev. Because Ishkas Hadbosha Seyem Lachilas Chometz. Lachilas Chometz, Lachilas Matz. Lachilas Matz, so that means and Achilas Chometz is also from the beginning of the day. So from the beginning of the 15th, Achilas Chometz is also. So the Mele, because of the Hekesh between Ashbosh Hashem and Achilas Chometz, that means that I'm not allowed from the beginning of the 15th. That means the night of the 15th. I'm not allowed to be Sheye Chometz. And it says, if he Morishe, so Bishleime if he Morishe. Has reference to the 14th. So the Torah says, "Yom Rishon, you should fulfill the mitzvah of Hashbosah." So the Meila, the whole 15th, the Chometz is mushpes mitir beis. But if we are going to assume that Yom Rishon has reference to the 15th, and the Torah tells us to be mashpes the Chometz and the Yom Rishon, that means and the 15th. So if you are going to be mashpes the Chometz. So, true, Rabbi Yisi does not agree with Rabbi Yehuda Shite, that it has to be Bishite. So it can be Beholdo. He can fulfill the mitzvah of Hashbose, al dipir of Zera Lewach, or Yah. And that is not in Loche. That does not involve in Loche. But the Torah says, al biyim orishin tashbisu. So the act of Hashbose, even if it's done al dipir of Zera Lewach, But that has to take place with Yom Rishin. If Yom Rishin is reference to the 15th, that means that on the 15th, after the 15th began, you have to fulfill mitzvahs hashvosim. So that means, so there must be a small interval in the beginning of the 15th, when you still, when the chometz was not as yet mushpos. Because if the Torah tells you to be mashbis, to perform the act of hashvosim on the 15th, So that means when the 15th begins, so it's all right to begin the act of Hashbose. So there is one moment in the 15th when the Chometz is not as yet Mushbos. Is not as yet Mushbos. And there is a Hekesh, as Bosha Seyo Achilas Chometz. So one couldn't eat Chometz the first second in the 15th. So he couldn't be Sheya Chometz in the first second of the 15th either. So even without the Drosh Yobach, even without the term of Bach, so Rabbi Yitzi could deduce from the posik that Yom Rishin is reference to the 14th, not the 15th. Because if it has reference to the 15th, so the Torah tells us, on the Yom Rishin Tashbisu, on the 15th, you'll perform the act of Hashbosh Chometz. That means when the 15th begins, you can start performing it. It takes some time to destroy Chometz. Even if you do it, how did they be far of zero? So breaking up a piece of chometz into small particles and then throw it in the air or throw it into the yam, that also takes a few moments. And the Torah says, Arbi Morishe, so he starts doing it on the 15th. So those few moments that are spent in the breaking up of the chometz and in throwing it into the yam, So within those few moments, he was Shoya Chometz, he had Chometz that he was not Mushbes. So he was already Eivir, because there is a Hekesh between Hashbosh Seyo Achilas Chometz. So even without Ach, Rabbi Yisi could deduce it. So why does Rabbi Yisi base it upon the fact that there is the expression Ach? This is the Kashi, the Bala Kashi. So he says, Val Kocha, Hashbosh Seyo Kishetashah. So now comes the teretz. So the question is, without ach, we could deduce the same Hashem. So Rashi the teretz, without ach, we couldn't deduce the same Allah. That it must have reference to the 14th. Maybe without ach, I could say that Abi Yom Rishin has reference to the 15th. But there is a hekesh between Hashbose and Achilas Chometz. And Achilas Chometz begins, the Yisrael Achilas Chometz begins at the beginning of the day, so that means that Hashbose also begins at the beginning of the day. She says, Dil av ach itel neima beyim orishim bin Hashmoshes shehu aschol asayim aval hashte al kocho b'sich yim biurei shor likol mishu. Now the question arises, so what does Rashi say? If there hadn't been the term ach, so then we couldn't deduce, there would be no hechrach in saying that when the Torah says Arvayim Abishitash Bisu, the Torah has reference to the 14th. I could say the Torah has reference to the 15th. But the 15th, how could it be? How could the Torah have reference to the 15th? Then the Torah is saying Arvayim Abishitash Bisu. On the 15th, you have to perform the act of Hashbose. So when do you start? When can you start performing the act of Hashbose? When the 15th begins? So it takes a few minutes until you perform it. You start breaking up the loaf of bread, and then you throw it into the yam or the ruach. So that takes, let's say, 5 minutes, this act. So that means that the first 5 minutes in the 15th of the day, the chometz was not as yet mushbos. So how can you visualize the hekesh between Hashbosh Seyo Achilas Chometz? That implies that the whole 15th, so the chometz has to be mushbos, but if the hashbose, if you start doing the act of hashbose on the 15th, so there is a small interval at the beginning of the 15th when the chometz was not mushbos, even with